meets the beast. Belle went into the yard to feed the chickens. Her father had left the village the previous afternoon with their horse Philippe to attend a fair in a nearby town. She wasn't expecting him back today, so when she heard a familiar whinny, she was surprised. She turned to welcome her father and saw that Philippe had returned alone. "Philippe!" she cried. "Where's Papa?" The big horse snorted and whinnied anxiously. "What happened?" asked the terrified Belle. "You must take me to him." Belle gathered her skirt and leapt astride the tired horse. Philippe turned bravely and thundered back toward the dark forest. Horse and rider plunged headlong into the gloom, but Philippe slowed down as they approached the crossroads. "Which way, Philippe?" asked Belle. Reluctantly, Philippe headed downhill into the mist-shrouded woods where he had left her father. Soon they arrived at the gate of a forbidding castle. "What is this place?" said Belle in trepidation. Carefully, she entered the castle. She eventually found her father in a deep and dark dungeon. "Oh, Papa," she exclaimed, "your hands are freezing. We have to get you out of here." Suddenly, Belle sensed danger and whirled round to see a massive shape in the shadows. "I'm the master of this castle," the beast growled. "Please," she exclaimed, "let my father out of here. He's sick." "He shouldn't have trespassed here," replied the beast. "Then take me instead," Belle demanded. The beast stepped out of the shadows, and when she saw him clearly, she gasped in horror. "You must promise to stay here forever," said the beast. "You have a word," Belle replied steadily, despite her fear. Her father screamed and begged her not to do it, but the beast dragged him from the cell, took him to the courtyard, and put him in an enchanted carriage, which took him back to the village. Belle watched from the window, sobbing because she hadn't been able to say goodbye to her father. The beast returned to find Belle crying. "I'll show you to your room," he said gruffly. "You can go anywhere you like, except the West Wing. That's forbidden." She went into her room and closed the door behind her. She sat on the bed and looked around her. "Is this where I'm going to spend the rest of my life?" she thought to herself. She thought about her father and wondered if she would ever see him again.